All right. Camera.
That is a beautiful thought.
Camera speed, so anytime you want to go.
Are we on camera? This is correct. Yeah, okay. Otto, are you ready? Otto? See, I'm letting you folks see the pre-broadcast preparation. Otto, are you ready? What is he doing? Is his tongue out?
Same thing he always does.
Yeah. Okay, good. Otto's ready. That is clear. That's really all that matters. The fire is going. Otto's ready. And, well, it's not. I'm ready, too. Hi, I'm Dennis Prager. This is my home. And it is a joy to be with you for the Fireside Chat, which is amazing given how much I travel. We never miss a week. Right? Isn't that correct? I mean, in years. I mean, I'm proud of that because it sometimes takes place at an odd hour. By the way, the man behind the camera got married since we last were together, you and I. And we wish you only happiness.
Thank you.
You have a terrific wife. You're a wonderful couple. May God bless your home. And that was it. You went to Texas, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're back, and he's got a wedding band on, as I have. I actually did a show years ago. You remind me. I'm going to do it again. I'm a big fan of wedding bands. One of the reasons that marriage is important is that it makes a public statement. Hello, society. I am committed to somebody. We live in such a narcissistic age that people don't think that way. I don't know what to society to get married. Nobody thinks that. It doesn't even occur to people, let alone, again, with the wedding band. The wedding band is an announcement. I am committed to somebody. That doesn't mean that the person is an angel. Doesn't mean that they'll never stray. I know that the human being is flawed, but it's still an announcement. And it's a good one to make for both the husband and the wife. So it was nice to see, Rod. I'm really happy for you. I really am. And you're a wonderful couple. And you have a wonderful neurotic dog, which is a good start for any marriage.
True.
As it says in the good book, he who begins marriage with a neurotic dog has a happy life. It's the good book. I'm not referring to the Bible here. It's just a good book that I picked up one day with silly aphorisms. Anyway, great to be with you, everybody. And we're living through an intense period in American life. And here's the amazing thing. There's no reason why it should be. For all intents and purposes, the United States is going through a golden age right now. We're barely at war. I mean, obviously we have troops in Afghanistan who are risking their lives and sometimes dying. But basically we're at peace. The economy is remarkably robust, uniquely so, essentially in the world. The University of Pennsylvania just published a study that there's less racial tension today than there was under Barack Obama. Because if you look in real life, there's virtually no racial tension. In the life of the average American, is there tension when people of different ethnicities meet? A white meets a Hispanic meets a black meets an Asian? Nobody cares. That's the amazing thing. The vast majority of Americans don't care. If it weren't for the left screaming and hysterical and angry and cursing, the country would have very little tension. But they manufacture hysteria because it gives their lives meaning. I was just looking at New York Times just today, I believe it was. It showed who is Republican, who is Democrat. And guess, shockingly, I'm being sarcastic, I knew I would have said so. The group most likely to vote Democrat are young single women. Interesting, isn't it? So a young married woman is more likely to be a Republican. It's one of the reasons the left is not enthused about marriage. You lose people to the party if they have a fulfilled personal life. In fact, if they have a fulfilled personal life, in any way, because the whole point of the left since Marx through Lenin through today is get meaning through politics. not through religion, not through family, not through work, not through joy of life. There is no joy of life on the left. The further left you go, you get to Bernie Sanders. Has Bernie Sanders laughed in 47 years? I don't know. It's one of the great puzzles. Anyway, a man who honeymoons in the Soviet Union is got a screw loose. That's not where you go for your honeymoon, to the most totalitarian state in the world at the time, outside of North Korea and China. It is. We're living in a spectacular time. But everything. If you read the left, which means every normative newspaper except the Wall Street Journal and every mainstream medium in television and so on outside of Fox News, you would think the country's on the brink of a Nazi takeover. That's how sick they are. Not to mention cheapening the word Nazi, for which I don't forgive them. As a Jew, I have the uttermost contempt for the left, for cheapening the Holocaust by calling everybody, including me, and of course the president, Nazis. Either they don't know what the Nazis actually did, or they do know and don't care. I think it's the latter. They don't care. They don't care that they are calling good people by the worst possible adjective that we have in our language. It's worse than the word devil. Teams call themselves devils, right? The New Jersey Devils are a hockey team. Nobody says with the New Jersey Hitlers or Nazis. You can play with the word devil. You can't play with the word Nazi. But the left plays with the word Nazi. This week, we came out, our weekly PragerU video was called The Charlottesville Lie, given by Steve Cortez of CNN, and I just have to say, Steve Cortez has the most important trait that society must cultivate in human beings for goodness to prevail, and that's courage. Goodness without courage is useless. It's just the way it is. Most good people are not courageous. And that's a very sad fact of life. He is. For him to make a video and stand up, outside of the video as well, and say, guess what? The media lied and have continued to lie and lie at this moment. I just saw the cover of Newsweek magazine, and it shows the president, and what does it say? They were fine people. They're very fine people. We're going to show it on the screen. This lie, the Charlottesville lie, as we call it in the video, and he calls it, is that the president called Nazis fine people. It's so obvious a lie. First of all, he said the very next day at his press conference, or the next 2 days, whatever it was, the day after or the 2 days after, he said, "Of course I condemn them. They're evil." I was referring to the people who came to protest the Confederate statues and the people who came to defend keeping up Confederate statues. And I said, there are good people, very fine people on both sides. And he was right, there are. There are fine people who think you take down the statues of people who did the wrong thing in history. And there are people who say you don't take them down because you don't erase history. Okay, so there are good arguments on both sides. But he wasn't referring to Nazis. There's such an obvious proof. This man who's accused of saying there were fine people who were Nazis, or there are Nazis who were fine people, has a Jewish daughter, Jewish son-in-law, and Jewish grandchildren. Now, guess what Nazis want to do to Jews? Murder them. That's the essence of Nazism, is to murder Jews. That is the core belief of Nazism, is to slaughter Jews. Hitler was more interested in killing Jews than he was in winning World War II. Read The War Against the Jews by Lucy Davidowitz. I mean, this is a very, very well-known fact of history. That is what animated Hitler, annihilating Jews, wiping them out. A Jewish baby was a state enemy. Now, you can think what you want about the president, but it takes a type of human who is beyond anyone's imagination, who would think there are fine people who want to murder their children and grandchildren. Is that fair? Even a leftist would have to acknowledge that. So it's impossible he believes that there are fine Nazis. It's impossible. Also, there's another obvious argument. There are fine people on both sides, so if he meant Nazis, then he also meant Antifa. You think he, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, thinks there are good people in Antifa? There are very fine people in Antifa? I don't. If you're in Antifa, you're despicable. You're the scum of the earth. Just as if you're a Nazi, you're the scum of the earth. That's moral clarity. Hello? The opposite of what you get if you go to school. He thinks there are good and fine people in Antifa? That's what you're saying if he says both sides, right? It's impossible. There's this moronic video up, and I only make reference to it because it's got 106,000 views, which is just makes me cry. I don't care if the people attack me. It is. I've discussed this on these broadcasts. It means nothing to me, nothing. But I do care if people lie and sucker in people to it. His argument, the guy, by the way, he's anonymous. You don't see his face. You don't have his name. All you see is a skull and crossbones. So this is a sophisticated presentation for highly sophisticated people watching. I have an image of this guy sitting in his mother's basement. And his argument is, oh, PragerU was lied. PragerU lies. PragerU lies. They said that the media said that the president said that that there are fine people on both sides, and so that there are fine Nazis. And they said, it's not true. The media never said that. And I thought, this guy has to be kidding. The cover of Newsweek just now is the claim again that the president said there are fine people among the white supremacists and Nazis. That's the entire message of the media for the last, 17? Yeah, 2 years. That's like saying the media, the media have said there was Russian collusion? Oh, PragerU was lying. The media never said there's Russian collusion. The people who believe that video, do you realize this? There's a perfect phrase for these people. The Groucho Marx did it when he was caught having an affair with another woman in the bedroom. And his famous line, you're going to believe me or your lying eyes? That the people watching, the people who think that this is a valid video have just lived through an immersion of the society in the lie that the president said that there were good Nazis. And this guy, this anonymous crackpot, makes a video and people go, yeah, wow, they didn't say that. That's, I wonder how many of the viewers went to college. My suspicion is a lot. Because college teaches you not to think clearly. But there's no excuse for any decent human being to believe such stuff. Anyway, that's where we're at. The hysteria of the left denying the reality of today in America. It's an unbelievably wonderful place to be. This racist president has done more for blacks than the previous president who was black. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. But it doesn't matter. Doing good doesn't matter to the left. Doing left matters to the left. Okie doke, take your questions, comments, alternate speeches. Isabel, 22, Evergreen, Colorado. Is this the Isabel I know? She's precious. Have you seen the most recent cover of Newsweek? Just talked about it. The term white supremacist is thrown around constantly and has lost all meaning. What are your thoughts on that? Can you define white supremacy? Well, I told you my thought. Okay, so the number of Americans who believe whites are inherently superior And by the way, this is a very important aspect, and do something about it. See, if you walk around thinking, let's say you walk around thinking that you are the finest human being on earth, and only your family members are all superior to all other human beings, I don't really care. If you act on it, in other words, you think that anyone outside of your family can be persecuted or even killed, then I care. But otherwise, what people think, that's a leftist preoccupation. That's why all leftism is totalitarian if they have the power to do it. It's definitional. Liberals are not totalitarian, conservatives are not totalitarian, leftists are. Because they want to retrain your thinking. You can think evil. Religious people believe only God judges our thoughts. The left believes the government, or they, can judge your thoughts. Let's say you do believe, which I think is idiotic, just idiotic, whites are superior. If you don't act on it, what do I care? I'm a Jew. Let's say you can't stand Jews. If you don't act on it, I don't care. I care how you act. That's the only thing I care about. All other 7 billion people on earth is how they act. The left cares how you think. That's scary. I don't care how you think. You think whites are superior? You're out of your mind. But I don't care if you're out of your mind. If you don't act on it, it doesn't matter to me. You don't think there are blacks who think they're superior to whites? You don't think there are Asians who think they're superior to everybody else? They do the best. They have the highest grades. They have the best per capita income. So what? China, you know what China means in Chinese? Middle kingdom. They think they're the middle of the world. They've always believed this. Non-Chinese are barbarians. The Chinese are higher. Do you care? I don't care. If they don't act on it, what do I care? Japanese think they get the sun before everybody else on Earth. Did you know that? It's called the land of the rising sun. That's why there's a sun on the Japanese flag. It's not a target. It's a sun. Do you think the Japanese get the sun before everybody else on Earth? Bet you don't. Do you care that the Japanese do? Bet you don't. Neither do I. When they acted on it in World War II, that was bad news. When they repressed and tortured and did medical experiments on Chinese and Koreans, that's, by the way, those are the people who suffered the most under the Japanese rule, not Americans. People who suffered the most were Asians. But the odds are, if you went to college, you have no idea about what I'm talking about. Carbon emissions, on the other hand, or that you call some students Z rather than he or she, that you know, for $100,000 in debt. Lucky you. Can you define white supremacy? Yeah, you believe whites are inherently superior. As I said, it's about as stupid a belief as one could have. What does that even mean? You actually believe that? There are a handful of people who believe it. As Alan Dershowitz, the professor at Harvard Law, said to me in our movie, not his and mine, Adam Carolla and my movie coming out in September, he said to me in his apartment, and you'll see it, as a Jew, as an American, as a liberal, as a Democrat, I am much more afraid of the left than the right. Said, these Nazis, they're the past. They're irrelevant. But the left is frightening. And that's true. I mean, the Nazis are the worst. I agree. But they're irrelevant. They're only relevant because the left wants them to be relevant so that they have relevance. Look at me. I'm fighting Nazis. Yeah, during World War II, that was a very big deal. You were a hero to fight Nazis during World War II. Fight Nazis in the United States today, you're not exactly a hero. Okay, it's just context matters, doesn't it? Yakub Veseli, 17 years old, Czech Republic. How important is the American pioneering spirit which the U.S. adopted alongside its Western values? Your English is very good. Just want to tell you, though, most Americans don't know this, so don't feel bad. It's, in this case, is I-T-S, not I-T apostrophe S. It's just, I'm sorry. Now, by the way, is that from him, or did somebody at PragerU screw up?
Probably copy and pasted.
Copy and paste. That's what I thought. It, IT apostrophe S means it is. The odds are that most of you American young people watching do not know that, but again, I'm sure you were told about global warming in high school, that ITS, it means, with an apostrophe, means it is. I don't expect that to have been taught. So anyway, the American pioneering spirit is a very big deal in the United States. That is correct. And you know why? In part because America's so big and there was always more space to conquer. There's another reason, though. It's part of our ethos, because life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You pursue happiness, it's a pioneering spirit. That's why it's so funny to talk to Western Europeans. They still laugh at us. Oh, all of you have air conditioning. And then when it gets hot in Europe, like it's been this summer, they go, man, maybe air conditioning is not such a bad idea. You want to have a great conversation on your next trip to Europe? Ask them what they think of dryers. They have total contempt for dryers. Just hang it outside, which in Europe is ingenious because it's raining half the time. Why would you want to hang your laundry outside for the rain to get wet again? And it's not clean rain in many instances. Yeah, so that's a part of it. We're the pursuit of happiness. We are a pioneering entrepreneurial people. Hope I meet you in the Czech Republic one day, Jakub. Ryan, 14, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I like this, all these young people. This is a big deal. By the way, if you're 89 and want to send a question, I don't discriminate. I just take what I get. I will take your question if it's a good question. Just want you to know that. Why does nothing the left do or push forward give people a sense of purpose or happiness? No, I think you're misstating the case. Everything the left does gives them a sense of purpose. They don't have one, so leftism fills the void. They don't have religion. Very many don't believe in marriage. They are devoid. They don't have... God and country gave most Americans meaning. God and country. And then, of course, family. God, family, country, right? But if you don't have God, you don't have country, and you don't have a family that you've made, obviously people have parents, so you're going to have to find meaning in some left-wing cause. And on the race issue, they're trying to redo the 60s. Let's do it again, because those lucky people, they really did. In the 60s, there was something to really fight. The idea that a black could not stay at a certain hotel or eat at a lunch counter, I mean, it's sickening. I get it. But today? So they have to fight for new stuff. Oh, I will get meaning out of telling a 3-year-old who says, I really am a girl. Oh, you really are a girl. Poor guy who was on Candace Owens' show on PragerU. And what was his name again?
Mario Lopez.
He just commented, if your 3-year-old says, the 3-year-old boy says, I'm a girl, you don't immediately say, yes, you're a girl. It's not doing him a favor. And he was buried, and he recanted because they bullied him, and his job was threatened and everything. Anyway, they don't have much happiness, though. There isn't happiness to be found on the left. A happy leftist is an oxymoron. There are happy liberals, there are happy conservatives, there are no happy leftists. What's our time frame?
24.
Cool. Casey, 15, Los Angeles. Hi, Casey, how you doing? I don't know what your answer is. I hope you're doing well. Hi, Mr. Prager. Hi, Casey. You seem to have an opinion on a wide variety of topics and issues. Ha, you bet. That's why, by the way, I know I have a strange mind. I know this, in that ideas... just constantly pop up in my mind, constantly. That's why I'm totally okay with silence, because I'm having an interesting time with my brain. it comes up with another idea, and it's a gift. I don't take credit for it, but it's true. I do. I care about just about everything, which is partly what makes listening to you so interesting. Good point. I am curious if there is anything you have no opinion on. What a great point. Or are undecided or are apathetic towards. Thanks. Well, I look at the questions about 2 minutes before I come on with you. There's not exactly a long time to prepare answers. But I was thinking, my wife is here, so she immediately knew. What do I have no interest, no opinion on? Women's shoes. It's more than that. They so don't interest me that I don't even know if a woman is wearing them or not. I know this is maybe sound pathetic. I'm fully prepared for that possibility. I am not sure that if I were in a crowd at an airport, I would know which women are barefoot and which women had shoes on. Now, I can't say I'm particularly interested in men's shoes either, to be perfectly honest. My view is if they fit me, I just put them on because at 6'4", you get a large foot with that body. So I'm just happy if I can find a size 14 shoe. But anyway, so that would be an example. I must admit I have no, and this is a flaw, I admit it. I have no interest in gardening. And I know a lot of people do, and I envy them. You're a better person than I am. I acknowledge it. But if you left me alone in the gardening tools department in a store, I would start thinking about my favorite Shakespeare works, or what symphony I would like to conduct next. It doesn't excite me. But most things do excite me. I will admit it, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. Here's one I really admit. This is going to lower me in some of your esteem. So I'll put it in the words of a friend of mine, Bruce Hershenson. Bruce Hershenson ran for U.S. Senate many years ago against Barbara Boxer in California, and he nearly won. And we've been very close for many, many years. And he once said to me, Dennis, I am going to tell you Bruce Hershenson's nightmare. I was thinking, what is Bruce Hershenson's nightmare? Is packing a car with stuff for the beach. And I thought, yeah, that's my nightmare too. The thought of sitting in the sun on the beach has no appeal to me. My view is that oceans are for fish and cruise ships. That is why God made swimming pools. That's where we should be for swimming. Many don't feel as I do, and I respect that completely, but I admit that the beach holds no appeal to me. I love mountains, and I live by mountains, and I love them. But the beach. So there are a fair number of topics that would qualify for that great question. Who was sent that again? Casey in L.A. What's our time now?
28.
All right. Fine. One second. How do I get rid of the keyboard? Oh, there it is. It shows a keyboard with a down arrow. I should have found that sooner. Jim, 14, Nashville, Tennessee. I was just in Nashville. My dear friend Carol Swain running for mayor. How should I tell a leftist friend as to why Trump has been a good president in our time? Thank you for all your hard work with PragerU and the Fireside Chats. I love listening. Thank you for starting them. That's very sweet of you, Jim. Well, aside from the rhetoric, things that the president says that your leftist friend will object to, putting that aside, ask your friend, what do you think he's done that has hurt America? In light of the lowest unemployment rate in recorded history for blacks and Hispanics, and a low unemployment rate for everybody. So you can't point to economics. What would your friend point to? Is your friend, did your friend think that having a deal with the most evil regime in the world, the Iranian regime, was a good idea? Smuggling to them vast sums of money to bribe them into an agreement that only God knows if they would have kept in any event? They are the mother of terrorism on earth, the Iranian regime. This president is taking a very hard stance against them. Another one of the great lies is he's Putin's man. If he were Putin's man, he wouldn't be so anti-Iran. Iran is Putin's man. He's done nothing to benefit Russia. Nothing. Another grandiose lie. He's Putin's man. Because if the whole media says something enough, that's all you need. Doesn't need to be true. It needs to be repeated. What this man has done, my wife and I had a dinner with Vice President Pence and his wife. And I'm only mentioning this. I'm not a name dropper. It's no interest to me, but it's relevant. And he said the whole world, in effect, warned the president not to move the Israeli embassy to its capital, Jerusalem. The world would erupt in flames. The whole Middle East would go up in flames. The president did what was right. Virtually every president had promised to move the American embassy when he ran for office and then reneged when he got into office. This president promised it and actually did it. Nothing happened. Nothing. All it did was strengthen America in the eyes of people in the Middle East. Whoa. This is no namby-pamby America elected. They elected a serious guy. The only country in the world we didn't have an embassy in its capital is Israel? It's not a spit in the face to one of the closest allies we have on earth. That's the way the president thought. God, I could name so many terrific things at this guy. He's taking on China. China has a communist totalitarian, well, almost totalitarian, certainly tyrannical regime. He's taking them on. And I'll tell you, I think this will forestall an armed war at a later point, taking them on economically now. This man has courage. Courage is the rarest of the good traits. That's how I opened up tonight's session, or today's session, depending when you're looking at it, with Steve Cortez, who has courage. So thanks for the questions. Thanks for watching. My past fireside chats are as relevant as this one. And I aim for that to be, so you could watch past ones and have your mind hopefully opened and challenged. It is a joy to do this with you. Thank you for being with me. And until next week, from the newest married member of our crew to all of you, thanks. Bye. Thank you for watching. If you'd like to keep these fireside chats free, please do by donating to PragerU.